of course, I guess the other thing is, in terms of clinical research on HER2-negative patients, particularly as it relates to, I guess, the triple-negatives or ER triple-negatives, is rather than sort of try to keep muddling around with the chemotherapy, try to bring something in new, and that brings in the whole issue of bevacizumab. Can you talk about where things are right now in terms of adjuvant trials looking at bevacizumab?
Well, within the intergroup, where things are is that we have all endorsed a study that will look at AC followed by paclitaxel and bevacizumab versus AC followed by paclitaxel alone. That study will also have a randomization between 6 and 12 months of bevacizumab. So it's not only going to ask, is bevacizumab useful, but will also ask a question about the duration of bevacizumab.
And again, I've heard different things about that study in terms of the type of AC paclitaxel. Are you allowing dose dense, requiring dose dense? What's the deal there?
Yeah. So in that study, it is left to the physician. We in the CLGB pushed hard for dose-dense AC to be part of that. And, of course, it's dose-dense AC followed by paclitaxel. So it's very much the CLGB regimen. And in that study, there's flexibility about how AC followed by paclitaxel is administered. For the paclitaxel, it's weekly times 12.
There's no Q3 week.
There's no every 3 week paclitaxel.
What do we know from the pilot studies that have been done? What exactly did they look at, and what do we know about it so far?
There's really one pilot study that has two arms or two sequential treatments that have been looked at. And this is a study that was done by ECOG, and they looked at giving bevacizumab both during the AC as well as the paclitaxel, and they also looked at not giving it during the AC and giving it during the paclitaxel. To my knowledge, we don't have any data yet. We will before the study starts. And I think it's particularly going to be important to make sure that giving the bevacizumab during the AC is acceptable from a cardiac toxicity standpoint.
Do we know anything about cardiac safety?
There's been just a little bit of concern about cardiac safety with bevacizumab. The number of events is by no means large, but there have been a handful of cases of symptomatic cardiac toxicity reported with the use of bevacizumab, typically in conjunction with chemotherapy, although typically not in conjunction with an anthracycline. And then, of course, there was also the poster presentation by Mark Pegram looking at trastuzumab and bevacizumab at San Antonio. Now, that's a very different issue because it's combining the two antibodies, and there was some suggestion there of cardiac toxicity, although how much of that is about trastuzumab versus bevacizumab versus the combination is hard to say. We do know that bevacizumab causes hypertension in some number of women, and hypertension, of course, does put an added strain on the heart, and it's not inconceivable that there could be a problem in at least some small number of women.